A Forbes magazine article recently gave the University of Colorado Cancer Center as an example of good customer service. I'm going to tell you some of the things it mentioned, then see if you can identify what all have in common. Doctors give patients their email addresses and cell phone numbers. Employees listen to patients' concerns and apologize if they run late for an appointment. The center sends surveys to ask patients about their experience. Patients who respond get a personalized email follow-up. Now, what do all these actions have in common? Email addresses and phone numbers, listening, apologizing, sending surveys, then emails. Okay. If you said they are all about communications, about communicating, you win. And that communicating is the essence of customer service. Tending patients, even curing cancer, is not about customer service. Those are the center's products. Their customer service is all about how the center communicates with patients and their families. It's the same in every business. If you want to improve your customer service, it's quite easy. Find more ways, better ways, more meaningful ways to communicate with your customers. The very definition of customer service is customer communications.
John Malmo is an independent marketing consultant. Ask Mr. Malmo your own marketing question. Go to askmalmo.com.